This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, fantastic Friday and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. So here's what we have this hour. I don't know. No, I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. We're going to talk about gun owners, insurance on gun owners. We're going to talk about height requirements for the club. There's going to be a lot of screwing off, I think, this hour. Yes, we're going to talk about serious things. In fact, let's do a serious thing right now. Jesse, I'm sure you must have a Jesse Kelly-style take on why gold and silver prices have recently increased exponentially. Is it Chinese, Russians, banks, Arabs, Greenlanders? Okay, so says his name is David. Keep in mind, oh, by the way, he asked about the book and the sequel and stuff like that. There's no sequel. Kind of. I would encourage you to go to jessekelly.com and put in your email address because I'm going to send you something Monday if you do. jessekelly.com. Gold, silver. All right. So there are all kinds of doomsday predictions around gold and silver. I've told you so many times before that I don't do investment advice. And let me explain why. I personally invest, meaning I have a 401k, right? I'm not one of these stockbroker guys, a day trade. I don't have stocks and bonds. It's not that I do that. I personally do that, but I'm very conscious of not doing something that's going to harm you. And I worry that if I were to ever, hey, sign up with this guy or whatever, this guy or that, and maybe that stock went down or bond went down, I would feel responsible for you losing money. At one point in time, we actually had a gold sponsor on the show, and we started getting calls that people were not being treated right. And one phone call to corporate, I said, I'm done. And they said, yeah, gone. Drop them immediately. I'm very mindful of that. I don't want to harm you. I'm very mindful of that. But hard assets are one of those things I have always believed in, and I believe in them for historical reasons. When I say historical, wealthy established families throughout history, whether they be kings or royalty or just rich people, what do they acquire for themselves? Property. Gold, silver, the hard assets, things you can touch and feel. I've always believed in that. Why? Those are the things that they're not as sexy. You're not going to wake up one day and find your property value went up 300%. Now, you could find, I'm sure, a stock like that today. You're not going to find that, but what they are is reliable. It's not that you can't lose money in real estate. Believe me, I've done it. You can. But you're never going to wake up and have a 5 acres somewhere. Let's say your uncle died and left you 5 acres of ground. Maybe it's worth a lot. Maybe it's not. Depends on where it is. But you're never, ever, ever going to wake up and find that worthless. Ever. That's tangible because you can touch it and feel it. It has value. Precious metals are the exact same way. They have value. It's tangible value. No matter what happens to gold or silver, they are reliable. Reliable. Their prices are going up and up and up and up and up. The result of the prices going up and up and up and up is this. Normal people are getting priced out of owning any of it. I told you this before, I think. I bought gold. I forget exactly what the amount was. It wasn't a lot. But I was expecting, when I bought gold, I was expecting, honestly, to get like a box of coins or a bar or something. I was expecting that. I got an envelope. I got an envelope, and when I got it, I dumped it out. And I forget the number, Chris. I told you about it. It was like four or five coins. And I thought there had been a screw up of some kind. I thought they were sending me, really what went through my mind immediately was, did I get a sample? Is this a sample? And I opened up my invoice. It was everything. Normal people have been priced out of it. Why? Nation states are buying up as much of it as they possibly can. China is a huge, huge player in this right now. What is going on? Well, here's one thing I know that's going on. There's a lot to this, but here's one thing I absolutely know is going on. Nations have an unbelievable amount of debt right now. Our debt is so big. The number 37 trillion, it's a number so big that you can't comprehend it, and I can't comprehend it. The human mind, you can use all the dumb analogies in the world. If you stacked up $100 bills, they would reach Mars. That doesn't affect anybody because you still can't picture it. I can't picture it. What does that even mean? It's a lot. All I have to know is it's a lot. It's an insurmountable amount of money. It's not just that the debt is piling up. You have to pay interest on debt. Nations, including ours, are rapidly getting to the point where they're going to struggle to pay the interest on the debt. What happens when you can't pay the interest on the debt? Your credit rating goes down. Your interest actually goes up. It's this huge financial snowball of disaster. It's the kind of thing that can bring down a government. China in particular, let's focus on China. It's easy to think about the great dragon, you know, their economies are the size of ours and they're building up this big military. And okay, all that stuff's fair. But Xi Jinping, you know he's been taking out political rivals? You know he's been taking out generals? Why do tyrants do that? It's not because they're powerful. They do that because they're afraid. They believe their political power is on shaky ground, and so whatever political power they currently have, they try to use it to remove political rivals. Before that, you know, move on him before he moves on you, that kind of a thing. China's regime, the Communist Party of China, they came into power in 1949. It's 2026. They are almost at the longest lasting communist regime in human history. Communism does not last long. They even tried to blend capitalism in with it. And even then, how many people were in China? We'll call it a billion. What happens when 30% of your population goes hungry? You die if you're in power. That many people hungry? I don't care how big your military is. They can't stop it. China is worried about a currency collapse. Not just Chinese, what is it called? The yuan or something like that. The dollar, the everything. When nations have piled up debt this high, they're going to start looking at things that are more reliable, and they're going to try to acquire those things because I used to tell you this all the time. I'll tell you again. What does it do when you own tangible things? Land, precious metals, real estate, what does it do? It's not that it makes you uber, uber wealthy. It raises the floor on how far you can fall. Anybody, any finance guy worth his salt, he will tell you, depending on your age, but he will tell you, you need to make sure precious metals are part of your portfolio. Why part of it? Why not all of it? Well, it doesn't grow fast enough. You don't want it to be all of it. Okay, well, why part of it? So if we have another Great Depression, your 401k doesn't drop to zero, and then you're back working at Taco Bell trying to make ends meet. Nation states are buying up large quantities of precious metals as fast as they can because they believe there is a worldwide debt crisis, and they're probably correct. You cannot take on this level of debt. And the horrible part of this, I want to move on because it's so dark. The horrible part of this is it probably can't be stopped because no one wants to cut spending. There is no political appetite from informed people, that's not true. Informed people know you have to cut spending. But the normies who decide elections, they're not interested in cuts. They don't want to hear about any cuts. Keep spending, keep spending, keep spending. So the politicians have no incentive to cut. So that freight train doesn't have brakes at this point in time. Yeah, that was dark. Let's move off that. Let's focus on chalk, shall we? You know what's tangible? Measurable? Your testosterone levels. I say measurable because I keep reading you emails from people. Guys, Jesse, you can't believe my T levels. Jesse, my doctor can't believe my T levels. Jesse, my doctor said I have the T levels of a 20-year-old and I'm 80 years old. How? With needles? Special creams? No, come on, man. You know that's bad for you. Natural herbal supplements from Chalk. Gonna take you to a much better place in life. A place full of energy where your mood improves, where you're ready to go for a walk, play racquetball, do something with the wife any hour of any day. CHOQ. Go get a male vitality stack. Get a subscription so you save money. That's what I have. Chalk.com. Use the promo code Jesse. Chalk.com. Promo code Jesse. I'll be back.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Friday and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. You can email your questions in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Also your love, your hate, your death threats, anything. Remember that Philly DA, Larry Krasner, George Soros DA, talked about ICE agents being Nazis and hunting them down? Yeah, he's not sorry.
There are some people who are all in on a fascist takeover of this country who do not like the comparison to what happened in Nazi Germany. But the point I was making is actually very straightforward. When you kill people, we can hunt you down and bring you to justice in 10 years or 20 or 30 years, just like what happened with the Golden State Killer. It worked that way with the Nazis, but it also works with all kinds of other criminals who commit terrible crimes.
But couldn't you have made that point without comparing them to Nazis?
Why would I do that? The reality is they're taking almost everything they do out of the Nazi playbook.
That's the kind of stuff that programs street animals into going out and hurting people. Jesse, somebody asked you last week and you danced around and never answered it, so I will repeat the question. Why do you call her Dome? That's a good question. By the way, Chris, before I forget, I think we need to make some adjustments to the soundboard. I feel like we have ones that have gotten stale and old. As much as it pains me, I don't want to remove this
one. In the name of a just, merciful God.
Do we leave that on there? Anyway, Jesse, I don't understand why you tell people that you went to community college or Pima Community College in Montana. That's not what I said. Pima Community College is actually in Arizona. Montana State is in Montana. That's the university I attended where I got a 0.0 grade point average. I understand that you took classes there, but why not tell people instead that you went to Ohio State? I assume you've been to a football game in Columbus and thus did go there. It's not a lie because you never said you enrolled. I like the idea of this. I like the idea of this. Also, I'm having another disagreement with Ob. I've been saying since Montana State University, in case you don't know, they won the national title in football, college football. Now it's not, I don't think they call it D2. I think it's NAIA or something like that. It's not the top division, but it's the one below it. Montana State University, their football team just won the national title. I am what you'd call a fair weather fan. I wait until a team is winning, whatever team is winning. Then I jump in, act as if I've always been a fan, and root for that team as they win it all. That way, I never have to stress about rooting for a losing team. I simply move my loyalties whenever I want When you have no principles, you can always win. That's my point. Anyway, I haven't been to a Montana State football game in 20 years, if not more. I've been telling everybody that I'm an alumni because I went to school there for a year. Yes, the first semester I got a 0.0 grade point average and then turned that into some pretty impressive C's the second semester. Had to drop a couple classes, but I did attend Montana University. I have a transcript. Ob always interrupts when I'm telling people I'm an alumni and says, no, he's not. He didn't graduate from there. That doesn't matter, right, Chris? You don't have to graduate. I got in. Things didn't work out for the best in the end. Yeah, it's neither here nor there. I'm an alumni. I am a champion, a national champion. What, Chris? Boom. Jewish producer Chris just looked it up. An alumni is a former student or graduate. I'm a former student. I'm a national champion. I don't know whether, I haven't looked into it. I don't know whether I also get a championship ring like they did. I don't know whether I will be part of any ring ceremony or whatnot, but I know I'm an alumni. Jesse, this is about the rowing team we're starting. Remember, I'm going to be the guy giving the commands. Chris and Corey are going to do the actual rowing while I provide support. Jesse, the coxswain is supposed to be a tall, skinny guy. While your hands qualify, the rest of you is too tall to be the coxswain. The best rowers are tall and thin. Coxswain is not pronounced the way it's written. It's pronounced coxswain with the emphasis on the first syllable. Coxswain. 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 I think it's coxswain. Well, why do they spell it swain? That's a stupid word. Whatever. Chris, coxswain is what you can call me from now on. Jesse, what's your take on insurance for gun owners? I've always been a believer in it. You've probably heard these advertisements before. There are now, keep in mind, there are some scammers out there. So you need to look up the reputation of whatever company you're involved in. But I have always carried this. That it's this special insurance where if you have to use your firearm, God forbid, which I hope you never do, if you have to use your firearm, then they will cover your legal protection fees. People don't understand how expensive it is to go through the legal process. I have had friends go through this legal process for various reasons, and it just gets it breaks people financially. What's that, Chris? Are you serious? Chris just looked it up. I am actually listed on the Montana State University Wikipedia page as a notable alumni. No way. Chris, can you send me the screenshot of that? I have to send it to Ob. She's going to be so upset. That's going to be magnificent. Almost as great as this.
We had belly chains around our waist, and we had handcuffs with bars in the middle. As someone who majored in African American studies, I can tell you that that is the closest I ever felt to slavery in my life. Mm. Being shackled as if I was a slave.
Yeah, just like slavery, getting arrested for committing crimes. Hey, it's a good day. Communists got put in chains for committing crimes. That's a good, good day. All right, we have more. Next.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, fantastic Friday and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Think about this. Think how scary this would be. Remember after the Venezuela thing, when I say the thing, I mean where we sent our guys into Caracas in the middle of the night.
Buenas tardes.
And we just took their president and his first lady. We just took them away. Didn't lose a single man. Killed all kinds of the dirty Cuban commies who were there guarding him. And we just took him out. And It's not like he was downtown in a parade or something. He was in what was thought to be a very secure mountain compound. Yeah, with no problem at all. We just disabled their air defenses, went in, killed all the guards, and took him out. I told you after that happened that a lot of world leaders were very, very afraid after that. When you are a powerful person, when you have armies at your command, armed guards, think about this. Think about it. What if you had one bodyguard? He's enormous. Some huge, tough dude, ultimate fighter, weapons expert, one bodyguard. And he followed you around every minute of every day, protecting you from any harm that may come your way. Let me ask you something. Now, don't give yourself a false impression of you. I know who I am. Would there ever be a moment where you were maybe a little lippier than you should have been? I asked actually Don Jr. this one time because he has Secret Service protection. And I said, because Don's so cool, I said, Don, be honest. All these Secret Service dudes around you, have you ever wanted to kind of body check somebody a little bit? No one can do anything to you. Now, with one bodyguard who followed you around everywhere, you'd probably be a little cockier than you normally are, right? We don't walk around with bodyguards. I certainly don't walk around with bodyguards. I'm not 10 feet tall and bulletproof. Part of the reason I'm polite to people is I don't want to get shot or punched in the face. I'm sure you probably share that. Now, what if it was 10 bodyguards? What if it was 50 bodyguards armed? 50 bodyguards armed and you had an army. You had an Air Force. You had a Navy. And you're the dictator. Oh, wait, there's more. You, of course, you have a compound. How many dollars went into that compound? How much engineering, concrete, rebar? What kind of a compound would you build for you if you were a dictator? I'm telling you right now, if I was ever a dictator, with all that money at my disposal, I would have the sickest compound in the world. Now, all these leaders, all these world leaders, all of them, they all have compounds like this, including ours, by the way. The American president, these rich people, they have access to these super secret bunkers and things like that that are majorly secure. That's just how they are. Okay. What if someone came and snatched you out of it in the middle of the night? All these world leaders, after we went and snatched Maduro, Chris, you don't roll your eyes, Chris. You roll the R's. After we went and got Maduro, all these world leaders were crapping their pants. Because you're looking around in that moment, all these guards, you're looking around at your army and your navy, your air defenses. You're looking at your compound. I've got a compound. And then you have to sit and think to yourself, but what if they can get me anyway? What if they'll just cut through all these defenses like they're not even there? And soon Delta Force is snatching me out of my bed in the middle of the night. Every world leader, they're thinking about that now. And then Trump gets up and says this today.
We have a large armada. Flotilla, you can call it whatever you want, heading toward Iran right now, even larger than what we had in Venezuela.
Uh-oh. If you're Iran, you're probably not excited about that. Not really excited about that? Hey, Cox and Jesse, I have a question regarding the height requirement for the club. Currently, he's talking about my secret club. Currently, I'm 6'1". I'm getting older. Although I currently qualify for membership, I fear that over time, like many in their later years, I'm shrinking. If I become a member of the club, am I going to be kicked out if I shrink to the point where I'm no longer 6 feet? Says his name is Phil. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. What, Chris? There's no grandfather clause, Chris. That's not how the club works. The club always has to operate at a high level. The club is bigger than any one man, Chris. It's bigger than me. It's much bigger than you. It's bigger than anybody. What our secret club does, our mission, which we haven't really come up with yet, our mission is more important than any one man. Because of our loyalty to the mission, we can't sacrifice standards. Oh, but I was in. Well, sorry, Grandpa. You have to retire now. This applies to me, too. I might get diabetes and have to cut my feet off or something. If I get lower than 6 feet, and I'm 6'8", they would probably have to go a little ways up the leg. But if I get lower than 6 feet, I'm out, too. What, Chris? What? Chris said, who becomes the next Grandmaster General? My sons. I am raising sons, and I will hand over the reins of power to them. Now, I do worry about a possible fratricide situation, because I read enough history to know that brothers end up killing each other in an effort to seize the throne. That happens many, many times. Yeah, James and Luke, they're super close. They get along now. But that's before the throne was presented to either of them. To be the Lord, yes, the throne, Chris. I will have a throne in our oil tanker that is our headquarters. When the throne is in front of you, sometimes that love you have for your brother, it gets set aside. I'll probably just have to give it to James because he's the oldest and life is unfair. Luke can be the sergeant at arms or something like that. Maybe I'll make him captain of the club rowing team. He can be the coxswain, like I am. Now, Jesse, how does Rubio go from the Gang of Eight loser to possibly the best Secretary of State in modern times for the country and conservative movement? I don't know what I'm about to tell you, okay? I will tell you, though, what I have heard. Here's what I have heard. I heard that after that Gang of Eight dorky loser betrayal nonsense that Rubio tried to pull back in the day, I heard that a man got into Marco Rubio's circle and really started to change how he thinks about things, how he thinks about America, foreign policy, immigration. Now, I don't know Rubio. I've never talked to him. And Rubio, because I hated him forever, I'm sure he hates me, which is fine. But I heard that he's not the same man he was. Good for us. Good for him. All right, one more segment. Hang on. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Friday. Final segment on a Friday, but we shall return on Monday. And Monday, the gift gets sent out. Have you gone to jessekelly.com and signed up yet? I say sign up. Just go put in your email address. jessekelly.com. I'm sending it on Monday. Don't worry. It's not like this is your last chance. I'm going to tell you again. I'll make the announcement on Monday. And if you're late, it gets sent out late. So I can't do anything about that if you didn't already sign up. But jessekelly.com. If you've been listening for a while, you already know what it is. I will explain everything on Monday. It is actually something that is good. It is good. It's not a gimmick. It's not a scam. Not selling you anything. It's good. It's also good that we're getting some of these Epstein files.
Today we are producing more than 3 million pages, including more than 2,000 videos and 180,000 images. In total, that means that the department produced approximately 3.5 million pages in compliance with the act.
Here is the new governor of New Jersey.
We are not going to allow any ICED raids to be staged from state properties. And we are also going to be standing up a portal so people can upload all their cell phone videos and alert people. Like, if you see an ICE agent in the street, get your phone out.
Yes.
We have blue states in this country in open rebellion. There's no other way to describe what this is. To stand in open rebellion of the deportation force that's deporting illegals. This is open rebellion. We're in a state of rebellion in the country. This is the Attorney General, Keith Ellison, Attorney General of Minnesota.
They're bringing up things like voter rolls, and they're bringing up things like other documents in order to relieve this tremendous pressure that they've imposed on our state. 4,000 ICE agents acting horribly, a blanket of real intimidation and brutality across our state.
Why would he be worried about the voter rolls? Oregon fighting tooth and nail to not show the federal government the voter rolls. Minnesota fighting to not show the federal government their voter rolls. That's so odd. What an odd thing to protect. Unless, of course, you understand FFC, fraud, foreigners, and cheating. You know exactly why Democrat states don't want to show the federal government their voter rolls. Because if you stop these people from cheating, if you stop dead people from voting Democrats, there wouldn't be any Democrats elected in the United States of America. Jesse, I was listening to yesterday's show. I was wondering, at what point did you figure out the plan for the communists to mass import the barbarians? When did it become obvious to you? Gosh, when did it become obvious? You know, I'll tell you this. I don't know exactly what point it became obvious, so I don't want to act like I know the exact point. But you can tell what they truly value by what they protect, right? What they protect and what they provide for. If you start digging into Democrat states and you look into the amount of money they hand out to foreigners, it's staggering. The Biden administration, when they took over, the amount of money they shoveled out the door to foreigners through NGOs, staggering. We had 14,000 Haitians show up at the border. They didn't even attempt to send them back. What they did was they tried to block cameras from recording them. And then in the middle of the night, they did this in the dark. They brought them all into the country. It's obvious by now that foreigners are a critical part of the communist revolution in the United States of America. And it has absolutely nothing to do with refugees or empathy or anything like, nothing to do with it at all. Remember how hard they fought against separating children from adults at the border? And we would scream, but most of these people aren't their parents and they're coyotes. They're showing up with these human traffickers. What about the women who are savage? And remember, it didn't move a single Democrat. Didn't move them at all. You could show them all the pictures, all the documentation. Didn't move them at all. Why? Because there's something bigger at work here. And what's at work is quite simple. It's the replacement of the American citizen. You see this? There's an amazing picture out there of the top states who have lost citizens and the ones who've gained citizens. You want to hear the list? Real quick list? Well, 2025 census is in. You want to know the bottom 10 states, meaning they lost people? Connecticut, Hawaii, Colorado, Maryland, Louisiana, Massachusetts, New Jersey, Illinois, New York, and California. With the exception of Louisiana, every one of those blue states. Where are people moving to? North Carolina, Texas, South Carolina, Tennessee, Arizona, Georgia, Alabama, Florida, Idaho, Nevada. The communists are losing their power because people are moving. They're losing their power because people are moving. So, what are you going to do? If you're a Democrat, what are you going to do? It's quite simple. You have to bring in new voters. Your voters are leaving you. Your state is losing national power every day. You're not going to change your barbaric communist policies. You can't do that. Shoot, they're doubling down, tripling down on all that. The revolution never stops. The revolution can never stop. So if the people you have won't stand for your policies, If they don't want to live under your monstrous policies, just get new people. When you have no love of your country, when your country or your town or your state, when that means nothing to you, then foreign barbarians are no problem at all. They don't care about the dirt, the crime, the costs. All they care about is power. Now, put your phone down. Go enjoy your weekend. Soak up time with family and friends. We'll be back on Monday for our big announcement, for Medal of Honor Monday, all kinds of stuff. All right? That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.